Dreamscape presents Sea Glass Summer by Dorothy Cannell, narrated by Kirsten Potter. Chapter 1. Look to the ocean for an eternal constant, forever new. Such was Sarah Draycott's thought as she stood one May morning gazing out of French windows at a lawn that sloped down to a flight of wooden steps. She could not see them from this distance, but just knowing they were there, her steps, leading down to the beach, brought a surge of proprietary delight. It was hard to believe this was not a childhood vacation of the sort that included a bucket and spade. As of today, she was a resident of Sea Glass. She had all the time in the world to spend selecting flat stones to send skipping over the waves or clambering among the rocks searching for sea glass. For surely any whole-hearted inhabitant of a village with that name must start a collection. Those French windows brought welcome light into the kitchen. Sarah filled the red enamel kettle she had brought with her from Chicago, set it on the front burner of the stove, and ignited the gas flame. Her first domestic act in her very own house. The zippered cable-knit sweater she wore was also red, a color that suited her dark hair and hazel eyes. Cheerful clothes for cheerful doings. It sounded like a slogan from the 1950s when the home was a woman's queendom and the washing machine her prince consort. Her mouth curved into a smile. Despite hair left rumpled from that morning's sketchy combing, she was feeling very queenly right now. Surveying the empty kitchen, she saw not its current drabness, but the unfulfilled promise. It was a long, if rather narrow, room.